Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Thursday, November 21st, 2024. I have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. In part two today, we're going to speak with UW Extension's Cranberry Outreach Specialist, Allison Johnjack. Looking forward to talking with her. Right now, our good friend, Jillian Alekna, in with us, Marketing and Events Coordinator with Visit Rome. We appreciate you being here, Jillian. Always fun to have you in studio.
Yeah, always fun to be here.
We want to send a big thank you to our friends at Visit Rome. Appreciate the work that you guys do over there promoting that area. Certainly one of our favorite spots and a place that we love to visit, especially when you guys got so many amazing events going on, Jillian.
Well, thank you.
I should stop wasting time. Let's get right into it. There's a lot to talk about.
Yeah, there is.
And some of it coming up right this weekend, as we're recording this, of course, on the 21st. And we've got an event coming up right on the 23rd, Jillian.
Yeah. So this Saturday is the annual Old Fashioned Holiday Craft Fair from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Rome Town Hall. Call us old-fashioned, but we always love a good craft fair. This craft fair is hosted by the Rome Makers Home and Community Education Group with a food pantry donation as your ticket to get into the event. Come enjoy over 30-plus craft vendors with handmade items and goods. Mm-hmm. All proceeds from the event go toward the Bookworms program and scholarships for Adams County students. And they are also having a Share the Warmth collection for new and gently used mittens, scarves, hats, and gloves.
It's a great way, especially, you know, as the kids get older and you've got those, jackets and gloves mm-hmm. or anything that haven't been used that much. It's a great way to not only get them out of the house, clear some space, but do some really good with them as well and getting them to some kids that could really use them.
Yeah.
I love the Bookworms program. So it's really cool to hear that this is helping that out and everything. And at the same time, helping out our local vendors, our local art industry and everything, mm-hmm. Creatives out there being able to sell these goods. But really, I mean, us as people, buying these gifts are really, really winning in this too.
Yeah.
The unique items you can find at these that are going to make a loved one so happy come the holidays or birthdays or any of the above. Mm-hmm. It's a great event. That is going on from 9 to 3 this Saturday, November 23rd at the Old Fashioned Holiday Craft Fair. It's a great event. That's going to be a lot of fun. And also going on Saturday night, got plans for you. Karaoke.
Yeah, karaoke and more at Lake Sherwood Lodge. They'll be having hot soup specials. Didn't know that was a tongue twister.
Yeah, it is, though. I can see that. I can see that big one.
Badger and Packer games. So there will be a Badger game on the 23rd, and I believe the Packer game is the 24th.
Mm-hmm.
If I can get that in my head.
Yeah,
Karaoke from 7 to 11 p.m. by Two Bros. And there will be drink specials. And for the lucky hunters, if you bring in your rack... if you bring in your rack, you can get a buck off your next drink from now, so Saturday, November 23rd, through December 1st.
That's a cool idea.
Yeah.
That's a very cool idea. I like the way they're doing that. They come up with some really fun stuff at Lake
Sherwood.
They really do. I love the gang over there. Good people. And another one of those places you just can't not have a good time at.
Mm-hmm.
Then you bring in karaoke. Oh, yeah. On a Hunter's weekend, that's going to be fun.
Yeah.
That's going to be fun. So, and glad to note that they'll have the Badgers and Packer games. So, people, especially when it's coming to those games, we're getting late in the season here and everything. You want to get out there, experience it with other fans and stuff. If you can't be at Lambeau, or Camp Randall, it's a great mm-hmm. way to be around friends and family otherwise. Great spot too. That is going on this weekend at Lake Sherwood Lodge. They got other stuff going on over there throughout the fall and winter too.
Yeah, every Wednesday they started a new, I guess, game called Bargo from 6:30 to 9 p.m. Full disclosure, I'm not even sure entirely what it is, but when I asked, it sounded like a mix of bingo and playing cards.
Oh, okay.
People that I've talked to that have gone say they really enjoyed it. They want to come back the next week. If you would like more information than what I can give you mm-hmm. today, reach out to Lake Sherwood Lodge at 715-325-2636.
I don't know that this was intentional, but I cannot think of a better way to sell a new game than what you just did there. You just made it sound so cool and interesting and mysterious, and it sounds very interesting. And we know how much people love card games and bingo and that kind of stuff in this area.
Yeah.
The idea of having something new to learn and play, I guarantee that a lot of people just perked up on that. Like, what is this? What is going on over there? Good on them for doing that. Again, they just love to do fun, interesting things over there at Lake Sherwood. That's going to be a lot of fun. Reach out to find out more about this one to our friends over at Lake Sherwood at 715-325-2636, 325-2636. We got a great one coming up next week, Thursday, on Thanksgiving Day, the 5K Turkey Trot.
Yeah, that's run by Draft, Discover Rome Area Family Trails. The race will start and end at Up North Brewing Company, right in the Rome Town Center. But if you need to plug something into your GPS, that's 304 Matterhorn Trail, Nakusa, Wisconsin, 54457. Yes. Everyone is welcome to attend, and there is no pre-registration. So even if it's just a last-minute thing, you can feel free to show up. Snacks will be available after the 5K on race day. And like I mentioned before, it is free, but with a suggested donation of $10, Draft will gift the first 100 participants a gift of stretchy gloves to support silent sports in the town of Rome.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. You know, areas like Rome and other similar areas to like that in our surrounding area here in central Wisconsin, for years have survived on tourism and other things. The Rome area has been blowing up in recent years and is just doing so well and everything. And I think about all the locals, the people that have been there for decades that have been helping build it and get to this point and everything. Because we don't get to where we are now without those locals, all those people that help build this way and get it to this point, and local businesses that do these things, and organizations like Draft and different groups like that, even Visit Rome, like you guys, that nonprofits or profits that go out there and really try to promote that area. And it's a part of the reason why a Sand Valley or any of these other organizations look at that area and think that that's a good destination. Mm-hmm. And here we are now.
Yeah.
So if you have an opportunity to help Draft, to help any, to help that area or something, especially something fun like this, that's what Thanksgiving's all about. That's what these holidays are for, is to be able to support each other and promote our areas and enjoy ourselves at the same time. That's going to be a fun event and a great day for it. The 5K Turkey Trot Fun Run Walk is going from 8 to noon, coming up on November 28th. Be sure to check that out, everybody. And this is, again, a suggestion of a $10 donation.
Yeah.
And know that that money helps out Draft and goes right into your community. It's a good feeling from that, too.
Exactly.
Also going on Thursday afternoon, they got a Thanksgiving dinner at Sand Valley.
Yeah, if you don't feel like making your own Thanksgiving dinner, this might be a great option for you. Join Sand Valley for a delicious, chef-driven Thanksgiving feast with your loved ones. Our family-style menu is sure to please everyone, so let us take care of the cooking, and you can focus on spending quality time with the people you care about. You have two options. So you can either eat at Aldo's Farm to Table, one of the restaurants on the Sand Valley property, or you can take it to go. To register for this, because you do have to pre-register, call 866-976-1069 or go to www.sandvalleypursuits.com/events. And Thanksgiving should be the top one on that page.
Very cool. I looked at this just in our pregame a little bit, and it was very simple for me to find and easy. Sand Valley's got a great site, and they do a really good job with all this. And they are prepared and waiting for you.
Yeah.
They got plenty of food for this one. I know how much we love and look forward to our loved ones or our relatives making food, and I don't begrudge any of that. But there's so many relatives, and especially in our areas here, between here and Rome and that, we've got a big senior population.
Yeah.
You guys have paid your dues. You've made enough. You've made enough dinners. You've made enough.
Yeah.
Relax. Enjoy. Have a good one. Let somebody else cook for you for once and enjoy yourself at the same time. And great atmosphere, too. You know, now, if you want to pick your meal up, that's a great way to do it, too.
Yeah.
But I encourage you also to sit back and let them do the dishes, too. I mean,
let
them do, if they're already cooking, let them do the dishes, too. They want to over at Sand Valley. They're looking forward to hosting you and having you. If, again, you would like to sign up for this, Jillian, we send them to sandvalleypursuits.com. Is that your website?
Yes.
Sandvalleypursuits.com. Or you can register by calling 866-976-1069, 866-976-1069. It is already time for us to look into December.
I know.
That's crazy. That's something. But one exciting thing about December is our winter's farmers market.
Yeah, farmers markets are back, but they're not outside like the summer.
That's good.
I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing for our listeners.
It's a little mixed bag right
there. Yeah. Noon to 3 p.m. at the Rome Town Hall. They'll have about 20 or more talented vendors showcasing everything from handmade goods to seasonal treats. You will find the perfect gifts for everyone on your Christmas list. And also, don't miss Tommy's Tamales, serving up delicious lunch options to keep you fueled while you shop. You can also write letters to Santa at the Adams County Chamber booth. If you see the Visit Rome booth, we're normally right next to it. So
very cool. Say hi.
Yeah. And if for some reason you can't make it to this winter market, we do have a few more going into 2025.
Very cool. And good to know.
Yeah. So that'll be January 10th, February 14th, Valentine's Day, March 14th, Pi Day, I guess.
Yeah,
and April 11th. So if you want to mark those down right away, go for it.
Yeah, it's a great way, as we always like to say with our farmers markets, buy local, support local, support those out there, supporting our local vendors, our creative community, our ag industry, and all of that. Along with people like Tommy's Tamales. That's a great name. That's a great name.
Yeah.
That's a great name.
And they've been at the summer farmers market multiple times, and they sell out of stuff pretty fast.
I've heard.
So if you want it, come and get it.
My dad's a big tamale guy, and I've tried twice, I think, to get one of those for him. And they just sell out so quick. They're really good. People love them. And check that out. Be sure to get that letter to Santa out there. You know what? You're getting a little close here. Getting close to the cutoff time. You want to get that letter in. Be sure to do that. Stop by and say hi to our friends over at Visit Rome. They'll have a booth right there next to it and everything. Be sure to say hi and let them know how much you appreciate all the good work they're doing over there. And again, like Jillian was telling you, make sure to mark your calendar for those other winter farmers market opportunities. We'll talk about those as we get closer to them as well. Saturday, December 7th, breakfast with Santa at Lake Arrowhead.
Yeah, 8:30 to 11 a.m. Join Lake Arrowhead for breakfast with Santa. Santa will make his appearance from 9 to 11. You can write letters to him, take photos with Santa, and also try out our Build Your Own Pancake Buffet, which sounds really fun.
Oh my God, that sounds awesome.
Reservations are required. Contact Lake Arrowhead at 715-325-2915 or events@lakearrowheadgolf.com to make your reservations.
Yeah. And Jillian, journalistically, I have to ask this question, not for personal reasons. Is there an age limit on photos with Santa? Is there?
I don't think so.
But he wouldn't even feel me on his knee, to be fair. I don't weigh enough. He wouldn't even feel me. But this is a great one. This is a great event. Encourage you to mark your calendar. Saturday, December 7th, breakfast with Santa at Lake Arrowhead from 8:30 to 11. Bring your smiles and your appetite, everybody. That's going to be a lot of fun. That's going to be a fun event. And also going on Saturday, December 7th, Friends of Sandhill are going to be doing something fun.
Yeah, join the Friends of Sandhill and make your own unique holiday wreaths. This intergenerational activity involves using materials found on the Sandhill property and transforming them into your own creative holiday decor. It is $10 per person pre-registration, and there are two time slots. So you can do a 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. time slot or 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. time slot.
I know that this time of year is where our crafters really excel.
You know,
they really enjoy this time of year. There's so much for them to do. And I know just growing up with around crafters and some people, being able to do different types of crafting or learning about it is just one of their go-tos, one of their favorite things. The idea of being able to make your own wreath, this seems like a really fun one. That's a pretty cool idea. It should be a lot of fun. Be sure to check that out. Saturday, December 7th, Friends of Sandhill Holiday Reef Making going on from 9 to 3 over at Sandhill. Be sure to check that out, everybody. Going on next weekend, Saturday, December 14th, Christmas in Rome celebration.
Yes, we are super excited about this one. The whole event goes from 2 o'clock to 8 o'clock p.m., but we do have it divided up into two sections. So starting at 2 to 5 at the Rome Town Hall, you can enjoy Santa visits at 2:30 p.m., hot dogs, popcorn, cookies, hot cider, hot cocoa, holiday crafts for kids, face painting, cookie decorating, tractor/wagon rides, just all fun stuff.
Oh, man, it's a blast.
And then the party does not stop because we then move it over to the Rome Town Center from 5 to 8 p.m. Hot cocoa and s'mores will be available. Horse and wagon rides, tractor and wagon rides, and enjoy the holiday light displays put up by area businesses and organizations, and you can vote for your favorite. Ooh. And I should make this note, this event is completely free other than one thing. Mm. At the evening one, the 5 to 8, we will be offering Up North Brewing Company beer, and I'm going to butcher this, Glühwein? Mm. It's some German mulled wine. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. No, Glühwein, I think okay. You got pretty close to it. Okay. You nailed it pretty good. And shout out to Up North Brewery. Yeah. Of course, we are friends over there. Good people. And what an amazing event. Now, we talk about this every year. I mentioned before, my sister and I used to attend this event when we first moved here and everything. I love what you've done to this. I love the idea of separating it. When we were kids, we thought it was really cool that we got to stay up late and everything and be there late and all that. But at the same time, we wanted to go home with our toys. The kids were a little bit done with the night, and the adults wanted to keep going. This is a perfect way to do this.
Exactly. And that's kind of why we decided to make it longer, but also kind of cut it in half. If you have kids that want to come to the evening one, that is absolutely fine. Yeah. They're allowed.
Yeah. But it's such a cool way to do this, and it is honestly one of our favorite holiday events.
Yes.
And nobody hosts Christmas like Rome. Nobody does. Yeah. It's a fantastic event. Make sure to mark your calendars for that and come to the event, both time slots if you want. It's going to be a fun one.
And I should mention, it is not just Visit Rome helping with this event.
Yeah.
We have so many great collaborators, mm-hmm. like the Rome Snow Bandits, Rome Makers, HCE, the Town of Rome, Sand Valley, Lake Arrowhead, just all of the people that have already contacted us.
Think of all the volunteers.
All of these volunteers.
The people riding the horses or driving the tractors and stuff. There's a lot of good people, a lot of good locals coming together to put on this great event.
Yeah.
Be sure to attend it. Mark your calendars for it, everybody. Saturday, December 14th, Lake Sherwood Lodge Karaoke and Ugly Sweater Contest.
Yeah.
I love these.
They have karaoke again from 7 to 11 p.m., and if you wear your ugliest Christmas sweater, you could win a prize.
Ooh, nice.
So let's see how ugly you can go, I guess.
Yeah. That's going to be a fun one coming up again Saturday, December 14th. Be sure to head on over to Lake Sherwood for that one and wear your ugliest sweater. Saturday, December 21st, hot chocolate with Santa at Lake Sherwood.
Yeah, you mentioned earlier Lake Sherwood is had a lot of events.
Mm-hmm.
I swear this whole spread is just Lake Sherwood.
It really is.
Noon to 2 p.m. on Saturday, December 21st. Bring the whole family for a special meet and greet event where kids can share their wishes, write letters to Santa, snap festive photos, and experience the joy of the season.
Hmm. It's going to be a great one. Another, maybe your one of your last opportunities in the area to get that picture with Santa.
Yeah.
So make sure to get that in there, everybody. And a great way to kind of lead into the Christmas days and stuff ahead. And we jump ahead after Christmas, of course, to the big events coming up with New Year's and all that. And got one to lead into it. Sunday, December 29th, Lake Sherwood and Lodge mac and cheese cook-off. Oh, my goodness, what
a great idea.
Oh, that's awesome.
It screams Wisconsin,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
Noon to 4 p.m. on Sunday, December 29th. Attention all cheeseheads and cheese lovers. Join us to cheer on the Packers and sample some mac and cheese. It is a $5 entry fee for all participants with a 100% payout. Prizes for first and second place. Please see the bartender at Lake Sherwood Lodge to sign up or call their number, which I... don't. Oh, call them at 715-325-2636.
Mm-hmm.
There we go. Found it just
nicely
in time.
Nicely done. Another great event and a great idea. Mac and cheese cook-off. Oh, that's going to be a thing.
Yeah.
That's going to be a thing. That's the first of many, I imagine. And we wrap up with the last days of the year, actually. Tuesday, December 31st through Wednesday, January 1st, got a New Year's Eve party at Sand Valley.
Yeah. So that'll be 6:30 p.m. on that Tuesday through about 11 a.m. Wednesday, January 1st, 2025.
Mm. Yeah, oh, that's weird to say, isn't it?
Yeah. Celebrate the start of 2025 with a festive and intimate dinner in central Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
Our culinary team has crafted a tasteful and seasonal menu to enjoy with family and close friends. Pair your meal with our extensive wine list or craft cocktails and raise a glass to the new year. Once again, do register ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
I believe the best way to do this would be going to that Sand Valley Pursuits website again.
I think so.
Just because the number, the phone number might have changed a little, just depending on the event.
And reaching out to them about any of the events and asking specifically about certain ones, they'll help you out. They'll hook you up to the right places and get you registered if you need to be or anything like that. And especially, it's so nice that when you guys visit us, you tell us about these things in advance. So we got plenty of time to set up reservations or call ahead or anything that we need to figure out. It's part of the reason why you guys do such a good job with this and setting these up and everything. And I really do appreciate it. And while Jillian and I just covered about 20 different topics in 20 minutes and everything, we haven't even scratched the surface. There's wonderful restaurants. There's everyday things going on in the Rome area for you to check out. You can find out about those and so much more at visitromewi.com. Visitromewi.com. Support local, support our areas, everybody. Support our friends at Visit Rome. Stop by, check things out. Bookmark their webpage and give a shout out to them whenever you get a chance. Jillian, you just killed it. Just a great job, as
thank
always.
You.
Nicely done.
Thank you.
If people do, like, say there's a business out there that wants to advertise with you guys or an event that they want to get on this segment with us or something like that, should we just encourage them to go to the website or give you guys a call? Or
multiple ways to go about this. So either stop by our office at 1146 County Road D in Nakusa. You can call our phone number, 715-325-3100, or feel free to email us at info@visitromewi.com.
And that website again, visitromewi.com. Be sure to follow them on social media as well. Share their works, their posts. You just never know who might see it otherwise. Jillian, a great time. Please say hi to everybody over there for us. You guys have a great Thanksgiving, and we'll get together next month. And we'll have more Midday Magazine coming up for you right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.